Hey, I'm Brock with Brock Entertainment, and this is the I Do IQ podcast, where each and every week we're going to be discussing the latest in wedding and event trends. And in the end, you will have the best wedding and event experience ever. This is the I Do IQ podcast. Let's begin. Welcome back to the I Do IQ podcast. Brock here. We got Brittany over here.
Hello, hello.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And we got two very special guests today from the Horsehead Lake Lodge. We have Scott and Wendy. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, doing you guys. Great, guys.
Doing great.
Well, good to have you. I didn't want to make you so drive excited. All the way up here just to talk with us, so we got you on the phone. To kick things off, I came across this article.
Yeah.
A poll found the top places that make us want to dance include parties, weddings, and concerts. And here are some of the top songs. So they have Dancing Queen by ABBA. Do we like that song?
I do.
Yes.
You love it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Next one, Macarena.
No.
By Los Del Rio.
No, I'm over it. Yeah.
YMCA by the Village People? No.
No, no.
Staying Alive by the Bee Gees?
We're pushing the line.
And then Despacito by
I love that one.
Luis Fonsi.
That's a good dancing song.
It is a good dancing song.
So the top spots to dance are club, party, wedding, concert, or festival, and in our bedroom. Okay.
Ooh.
So what song?
Yeah, I can see that. Like, once you're getting ready.
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen?
In the kitchen, yeah.
What about the shower, maybe?
No, because then you fall and hurt yourself.
Well, 82% of people say it's a form of release. 79% say it can make them feel happier. And 69% say it can turn a bad day into a good one. That's why I love my job, because I get people dancing. So the question is, before we kick this interview off, what song do you love to dance to the most?
Oh.
Brittany, we'll start with you.
Oh, no.
All right. Wendy, we'll start with you.
Oh my gosh, that's on the spot. There's so many songs. I don't know.
You just love to dance.
I love Dancing Queen. You mentioned Dancing Queen. I love ABBA. I'm a big ABBA fan.
That's a good one.
Uh-huh.
What about you, Scott?
Man, I'm not a dancer.
We're all dancers.
What gets you on the dance floor?
I do it reluctantly.
What, when you hear a song, you're like, oh, that's good, and it just kind of get that beat in your chest.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, man.
Your step together.
Come on, Scott. You can pull one up.
Mine's going to be totally country.
That's fine.
Toby Keith fan, so
yeah.
Anything along the lines of Toby Keith,
I say country dancers, the ones that know how to do all those line dances and two-step and stuff, are some of the best dancers. Like, they can just twirl and go nuts. I love that. I can't do that.
Yeah.
All right, Brittany.
Okay, I'm going to say, like, Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
Okay.
It's such a good one.
That's adequate, I guess.
Okay. Also, anything by Michael Jackson.
Yes, anything by Michael Jackson.
I'm starting to stand up and move and think about the music.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Anything that has that beat that you're like, new Justin Timberlake album, a lot of those songs, I'm
love it. Yeah.
I got my son, who is 3 months old, dancing with me. I don't think he knew it was dancing, but he was moving his arms and legs around.
Yeah.
And he saw daddy doing it, and he would smile to some of Justin Timberlake. I'm like, pay no attention to the F word that was just dropped by the Justin Timberlake. You don't know what that means. Don't remember that word. So speaking of dancing, you have a great place to dance at in Horsehead Lake Lodge, for sure.
We sure do.
So give us a backstory about the venue, how it got started, how long it's been in existence, all the things.
Man, so I was living in Dallas at the time. Always said I was going to come back to Arkansas, buy my piece of paradise and retire up here eventually. And I came up, I bought the property on the lake, built the cabin, and that was really my only plan. And as time went on, people would come up here and they're like, hey, man, they're thinking about building a wedding venue up here.
Like, of all things, and you're like, what? A wedding venue?
I've got a couple of ex-wives that say I probably shouldn't, but I did it anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, hey, they might say you know how to throw a wedding, you just don't know what to do after the wedding.
Then there's that. So anyway, in spite of all that, I built a wedding venue. Yeah. And so this thing has really just kind of grown organically. You know, we started off with the ceremony hall and the deck overlooking the lake and just a little bridal suite to go with it. And it was only going to have the capacity to do about 150 max. And then we started getting a lot of requests in for 200, 250.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're
you
like,
got to keep in mind, this was right in the middle of, COVID was about to happen.
Right.
And I started selling weddings with the fact that we're going to have this big new reception hall. And then COVID hit, and I had already sold a bunch of weddings that was assuming we were going to have this big new fancy reception hall, and I didn't have a choice. I had to keep going, so I built it.
Yourself?
And it sucked. I mean, it was awful building in the middle of that.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, the cost of everything was through the roof.
Right.
We just had to, you know, it's hard to unwind a wedding, so we went ahead and built it. We don't have any regrets at this point, but man, we were in the weeds at one point.
Oh,
this
yeah.
whole thing.
Oh, that's so scary.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the way it happened, you know, and now since then, it's just, man, we're a bit crazy busy. It's good. I think we've only got 2 weekends between now and December that we have any availability.
Wow.
One in July and one in August.
It's a gorgeous venue.
It really is.
If you're listening and you've never been, at least go to the website, horseheadlakelodge.com, because the beauty of the overlooking ceremony space
are insane.
Is awesome. Just for picture wise, it's amazing.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, we tell everybody we might have built some buildings, but the rest of that out there, that's all God's work.
Right. Yeah. You can't build the view, right?
That's right. Nope.
You cannot build the view. So you have a venue. How many people does it hold now?
So we say that we can do around 300 guests.
Okay.
It's pushing it. You know, it's pretty tight at 300. You do have to make some concessions, but we can do 300. You're going to end up using some of the porches and stuff. 250, you can totally do all day long.
Yeah.
If this gives you an indication, the biggest reception party we had up here was 430.
Wow.
And so, you know, they were utilizing all of the, because we got tons of picnic tables, outdoor spaces, things like that. You know, we got our new outdoor kitchen put in. So yeah, we've done that many.
And then you've done ones like, we were a part of one a few months ago, it was like 20 people.
Wow.
Or less, the whole wedding party.
Yeah,
I mean, for that view, I get it. Amazing.
Yep. So, but yeah, we do anything from, you know, we're starting to get into the corporate retreat side.
Oh, yeah, that'd be perfect.
That's smart. Yeah. I was going to ask if y'all just did weddings, but that sounds great that you're getting into the...
Well, if you go to their website, it says corporate right here.
Yep.
I'm drawn to the wedding side.
You can have your party here.
There we go.
Yeah.
I mean, we do a lot of other things too. You know, we'll host, like we host the Sheriff's Christmas party every year, or we have the last 3 years anyway. Just things like that. Chamber of Commerce meetings, you know, we're always open to things like that. But yeah, we're the corporate retreat side. You know, before we created our weekday destination package, you know, a lot of this stuff sat empty during the week. I mean, we were still doing cabin rentals during the week, but the venue itself wasn't getting utilized. So we came back and we created a Monday to Thursday destination wedding package. And like I said, it's still, you still get what we call the top of the hill. That's everything on top of the hill.
Yeah.
Gives you the ability to sleep up to 26 guests. And that midweek destination package is like $5,900, but you get this place for 3 days.
That's so cool.
That is really cool.
For 3 nights. Yeah. It's Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and you leave out on Thursday. So it's really what we're becoming more of, y'all, is a destination wedding venue.
Uh-huh.
Because we can sleep right at 50 guests on site at this point with the 3 waterfall cabins and the 2 glamping cabins, the big lodge, the bridal suite, and the reception hall apartment, which is on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th floor with a rooftop deck. So, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, this is gorgeous. I'm looking at the waterfall cabins online, and that is really cool.
So you're talking about the wedding packages that you've put together, which is incredible to have all those accommodations. But when it comes to the wedding venue itself, what does that all include? Do you include tables, chairs?
We do.
Amazing.
Tables, chairs. We just came out of the ground last week with a brand new gift shop and design center that's going in. We're also creating another smaller venue space for bridal showers, you know, things like that, baby showers, gender reveal parties. And then on top of that, we're putting in a brand new food truck court. So we'll have food up here on a daily basis.
That's so smart.
And so the wedding parties can either, they can send their guest out to the trucks to eat if they want, or we can cater off the trucks to get back into the wedding venue. So yeah, it's just a whole new addition that's coming to this thing.
That's really incredible. Cool. And there's nothing like that in this area.
No, there's not.
We don't think there is. I mean, we've done a lot of research and we've looked at a lot of venues. We just don't think that there's really anything else out there that's like it.
No, not at all. Incorporate all that you're offering, plus the view and the, you know, the sleeping arrangements.
You just don't get that anywhere else.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
And did you have to give up your cabin that you were living in order to have this?
I actually did. That was my retirement home. Yeah, it's
you got to do what you got to do, you know.
Listen, I was single at the time, and so that was my retirement home.
Yeah,
and I always wished that it had been full of nice ladies. Now it is every weekend, but I'm not involved.
Oh my gosh,
you have nothing to do with it, right?
I don't get invited.
No. And Wendy, what do you do with all of this, Wendy?
Well, I am the wedding planner and the event coordinator. So my services really, I offer just about whatever the bride needs. If she wants just a day of event coordinator, someone there, a point person to make sure everything flows seamlessly, that's available. Or I can help from the get-go as a wedding planner. Also, Scott mentioned the design shop. We are investing in decor, being kind of upgraded. We offer automatically white tablecloths for everyone, but we're going to have an upgrade of different tablecloths, overlays, other options for decor, centerpieces, that sort of thing for the brides to choose from and select. And so that's something that they can come in ahead of time. We can plan together, have a table set up and put it together. And then that way, when they show up for the wedding, we'll have it already set out and ready for them. So they don't have to worry about the production of all of that.
So it's full service. You,
I love it.
They don't have to worry about anything. I love that.
Everything's right there.
But you act as a wedding planner. What if they already have a wedding planner of their own that they had hired?
A lot of them do. And I just allow them to hold on to, you know, I mean, that's their choice that they can have a wedding planner. And a lot of times that even works better because they're coming from out of town. So they have someone closer to where they are.
Yeah.
So that's where more of the day of event coordinator, I'll just be on site from beginning to end and I can coordinate along with the wedding planner. A couple have already contacted me, you know, just to go over some of the detail things that are here on site that they haven't seen yet. So we're just working in coordination.
So what's one of the most unique weddings you've had there?
Scott, you've seen more. So
something unique or different?
Like your favorite or something.
Yeah.
Is there a themed wedding not too long ago, Scott, before I was here?
They're all, you know, every one of them just seems like they're a little different in some way we've had every kind of different thing you can imagine. I think the most most dogs we've had in a wedding was six.
Six
oh my
dogs?
Gosh.
Dang.
Wait, so are you guys pet friendly then?
Absolutely pet friendly. All you got to do is come on the property and you'll realize that they're everywhere.
Now they're about six that live here right now.
I'll see you in a few hours with all mine.
On the website, on the booking page at the bottom, there's a dog in the video there, this white dog sitting in a chair. So
That's Chili. She's sort of the mascot of the place and the boss.
So, and you know what I'm seeing as far as trends for weddings is the themed wedding versus the standard traditional formal style wedding. And people are really turning them into parties, which course is,
yes,
you know, with themes like costumes, getting the whole crowd involved. That's what I would like to see more of.
I love the costumes. I really do think you're going to see it. Maybe not the costumes, but
yeah.
But the trend, I mean, I've seen the same trend, though. It's less of like a formal, you know, typical wedding where everybody is like toast and dinner. Like, and it's definitely more like couples are more concerned about throwing a good party than they are about the day being all about them and the actual wedding. Which is kind of cool to see.
Yeah, I have a bride coming up that she even asked me. She's like, is it okay if we bring like board games? I was like, sure, absolutely, because we've got all these picnic tables.
Yeah.
What do you think that these weddings, because they are destination weddings, it almost becomes like a family reunion. And so people who haven't seen each other in a really long time, they're getting together and they're kind of just spreading out all throughout the property, you know, from the waterfall cabins to the glamping cabins out on the lake and up here. They're just all kind of doing their own thing. And it's so much fun. We've got kids playing basketball out on the basketball court, throwing horseshoes. And I mean, it's just such a fun feel. It's like a real kind of like a camp retreat. That's even what she said. She goes, I get that kind of camp retreat vibe, you know, and I just want to make it fun, not so serious. And it's like, hey, we can do whatever you want.
Right.
Yeah. And guys, one thing we don't do is we don't count heads. And so I'll kind of give you an example of what I'm talking about. So a really cool wedding was a couple from Northwest Arkansas. Won't mention her last name, but it's Mark and Jess. And they are part of a big, what's it called? The Overlander group, the Jeeps and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So when they came, I'll bet you, I don't know how many tents were set up on the property, hammocks hanging from trees. I don't know how many people they slept that night, you know, but they had the whole place rented, but there was a lot more people that stayed in. There was tents all the way around the cabin and tents on top of Jeeps. And it was just a fun, fun wedding.
That is cool.
That's awesome.
But that's what we like to see. You know, the people really enjoy that kind of outdoor.
Right here, I can see all the hammocks like strung up in between these trees.
Yeah, you got a lot of trees there.
It was very cool, y'all. Yeah. So that's going back to that point of a really cool wedding that I've seen up here. It was that was one of them for sure.
I like on your website, you have an excursions section where you have wineries that people can go see, restaurants, and then a ton of hiking trails, waterfalls.
We've got so many waterfalls around in this area and just hiking straight from the property. So, you know, we've got that all of our rentals comes with the kayaks and the canoes. So, you know, you can enjoy the lake. It comes with firewood, propane for the propane fire pits. You know, all of that is just part of the deal.
That is really cool.
It's the extra little details that really like take it over the edge.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, and you know, one of the big things that I like to tell everybody, and everybody kind of cringes whenever I say it, but certainly other venues say it. We don't have a lot of rules. I have three rules, and it's no smoking in the buildings.
That's a good
rule. Put stuff back where you found it and try not to burn the place down.
That's good rule. Yeah,
that's pretty much it. You know, I mean, we've had almost 150 weddings here, and I just have never figured out why all of these places have all these rules, and somebody's got to be standing down there looking to see who's breaking the rule.
There are venue owners like that.
There definitely are.
There's a lot of venue owners.
They can do what they want to do. I'm going to bed.
Oh my gosh.
Those three rules plus the Ten Commandments, you right. know. Don't murder. Don't
murder. Be respectful of one another.
Just be a respectful human being, and I think we'll get along.
Yeah. Right?
And you know what most people really are? I mean, that's the whole thing. We've had little things that happen around here, but just nothing ever significant as a result of not having a rule about something. So we're not changing that anytime soon.
Yeah. That's really cool. All right. I got some fun questions here.
All right.
Just random fun questions. If you could have any celebrity officiate your wedding, who would it be and why?
Oh.
Any celebrity.
Any celebrity.
What do you think, Wendy?
Ooh.
Any celebrity officiate your wedding?
Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington.
That voice. Yeah. Yes.
If you're going just on voice, you could say Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman would be good too.
Yeah. He's so wise and a faithful man. I admire him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. What about you, Scott?
I'd say Trump, but I probably would offend some people.
Brittany's over here rolling her eyes. Oh, jeez.
Good. Oh, I offended
well, hey, it would
right
be entertaining,
back.
That's for sure.
No, I think that would be interesting.
Yeah.
I might say like Will Ferrell or something.
Yeah.
Because he'd make it funny.
Now, that's a great choice.
I would say Jack Black because Jack Black would be so funny.
Or Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
He would be pretty funny.
Or Woody Harrelson.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Did you hear the latest story?
I used to work at the French Laundry in California, and we did the pre-Oscar party for As Good As It Gets, and they were all there. Man, they were.
Oh, that's cool.
Hilarious. Yeah.
That's so cool.
You know, have you heard the latest story that Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey could be brothers?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But who was it?
Know.
Woody or one of them won't do a
DNA
test. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah.
Although having Matthew McConaughey officiate a wedding would be great too. It would have to start with all right, all right, all right.
You guys, you may be seated.
If you
could transport your wedding to any location or time period, where and when would it be?
Corset 2024 or
25. Best answer. Right there. Horsehead Lake Lodge right there. Right now.
The time period.
That is great.
I don't know.
17th century France.
Oh,
I was thinking like going like way back then too, because it's a whole different ball game, right? The dresses and like the extravagance of it all. Yeah, yeah.
Bridgerton style.
I think that could be really cool, but like with women still having a say in who they're marrying.
All right, here's a good one. Brittany might have a great answer for this one. Describe the most unique wedding attire you've seen on a bridegroom or wedding party.
Oh, I have a few of these. We did a West African wedding. It was absolutely insane. It was, I have never seen a better dressed wedding in my entire life.
Was it anything like Coming to America, the movie?
Better.
Wow. Better than
better.
That?
Better.
Oh, wow.
It was so, I mean.
Was anybody wearing a lion?
Nobody was wearing a lion. No, nobody was wearing a lion. Okay. But like bride and groom came in their traditional, like in like a traditional tux and dress. But then during the reception, it changed into traditional West African garment. And they looked stunning. And I mean, these women had these incredible headpieces. And, oh, it was so cool.
Okay.
So cool.
I did a wedding once where the couple's bridesmaids were dressed in camouflage attire. And the groomsmen were dressed in steampunk attire with the hats and the goggles.
Wait, that's awesome.
It was not awesome. It was very weird and awkward. Wow. And you're like, this doesn't make any sense. But then you met the couple and you're like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
It makes sense.
Any weird costumes at any parties at Horsehead?
Man, not yet. Not anything like that.
Oh, it will happen. It will happen.
Now, yeah. Let's make it happen.
You just never know. Share a hilarious or touching wedding memory that always brings a smile to your face. Do you got any good ones? I have one that reminds me of a wedding. So this was outside of a wedding, but talking about a wedding. So I was at an event or something and I was talking to these people and they were like, what's the craziest toast you've ever heard? And I'm like, well, this one guy. And I went on to tell the story about how this guy had like a 15-minute toast and he was wasted and it just kept going on and on. He was just talking to his brother, who was the groom. Nobody else.
And like nobody else was in the room.
And he's like telling just random stories that nobody cared about.
Oh my gosh.
We've had a couple of those here.
Yeah. And I'm like,
best man.
Well, hold on. I'm not done with this story. And I go, that was the most awkward and horrible. And then one of the ladies that was talking in the group, she goes, that was my daughter who got married. She's like, that was my wedding. Like, that was, I'm the mom of the daughter who got married.
That's so
funny. Well, she goes, and then she goes, that toaster was the worst.
The worst.
But of all the people I could have told that story to, at the wedding and paid for the wedding. So
funny. I had a best man give a speech about how it was like a 20-minute speech about how he made the groom the man he is today.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. This was like when I first started out. This was like year one of my business. So this was almost 10 years ago now, eight, 9 years ago. And it was that guy was a jerk. He almost got in a fight with our DJ.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's
super
cool.
Fun dude. Yeah. Really,
there's one in every crowd, right?
There always is, and you can always pick him out right away.
Well, the first wedding I did with my now best bud, Miles, he was the photographer. This was back in 2011. We're at a wedding reception, and the best man gave a toast. And during the toast, you're like, oh my gosh. So from across the room, I look at Miles and our eyes are just getting big. We're like, he's in love with this guy. Like this best man, they're not just best friends. He's in love with him.
Oh no.
Like he was crying and we're like, oh my, this is awkward. Awkward. He really loves this dude like more than just friends.
You know, though, like it's kind of crazy to see that because like as a vendor, you do get to see kind of the things that maybe people closer to the couple like don't see or they're blinded by or whatever. And it's, you see that sometimes. You see that you're like, oh, like that person's been in love with the bride forever and nobody knows it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the stuff movies are made of.
Yes.
You know, seriously.
We get to see the behind the scenes
first
of like
hand,
what that is.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's nuts.
Weddings are unique and fun.
They're so fun.
You know, it's funny, Brock. We were laughing last. Wendy rounded the corner. You know, she's been with us out here now for a couple of months. But I confided in her that I cry at almost every one of these weddings.
He does.
It's just a weird thing for me.
Don't worry, it goes away.
I'm about to say, you'll get over that. It will come to an end, and you'll be like, "Come on, wrap it up, wrap it up."
I know. It's just a weird thing, man.
I used to do the same thing for years and years. I did the same thing, and now I've started realizing I don't. I'm like, oh no, have I become cold-hearted?
Yeah,
like,
your heart's a stone. It's a stone
I'm telling you guys, I'm 140 weddings deep into this, and if I don't pay attention, I'll cry at every one of them.
Oh wow,
you got a very soft heart, Wendy. How did you end up with Horsehead Lake Lodge?
Well, let's see. Actually, I met Scott through a friend who literally just wanted to show me the property because he kept bragging about how beautiful it was. And we met, and then he realized once he found out what I did for a living in California, which I was an event coordinator for wineries out in Napa Valley, he was like, whoa, really? I could see the light bulb go on. And my friend had told me that Scott was getting really, really busy up here and might need some help. And so the conversation just started, and I started that weekend. So,
oh, wow.
Wow.
That didn't take long.
Yeah.
Well, whenever she said Napa Valley event coordinator, 20 years, yeah. I'm like, how often does that person show up in Arkansas?
Right.
We cannot let her go back to Napa Valley.
Yeah. I was like, hey, now you're good right here. This is going to work.
That's awesome.
That is pretty
absolutely
cool.
So, yeah. Love that.
And it's changed the whole dynamics, guys. I mean, you know, it's back to the fact that we are a destination wedding venue for the most part. We still have a lot of local weddings, don't get me wrong. But for the most part, because of the lodging, you know, that's what the part of the big attraction up here is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's just changed the whole dynamics of that. When Wendy came on board, I'm like, okay, now we can do decor. Now we can do event planning, wedding planning, day of coordinator, all the stuff that I've just been, you know, letting other people do. We can kind of bring it back in-house. And then we had the brilliant idea of adding these food trucks. And we're like, okay, wonder what that's going to be like. And I say a brilliant idea. It sounds kind of cocky that, you know,
I know.
Some sort of brilliant idea. But listen, the response that we've had to adding the food truck court has been phenomenal. I mean,
and for me as an event coordinator, I mean, I in the past had the luxury of working with an in-house chef. And so now we have that here as well, which is so great to be able to offer to our brides and to anyone who wants to have an event up here. They don't have to worry about hiring vendors out of town or, you know, where they have to bring everything from the outside in. Everything is already here. So
yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
So what kind of food trucks do you have? What kind of food do they serve?
So right now we've got one that is designated for barbecue, burgers, chicken, you know, kind of the traditional stuff. And then we just went to Memphis last week, picked up another food truck for our taco truck.
Oh, nice.
So right fantastic. Now,
yeah, so we've got two different food trucks up here. This morning was the first morning of official operation. Of course, that's what I've been doing all morning is scrambling and, you know, dealing with problems.
So are you operating these food trucks as well?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
You do a little bit of everything. Dang.
Well, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, we had already purchased, and when I call them food trucks or food trailers is what we have. But anyway, I purchased one back when we first built the venue to cater out of. And I catered about 10, 12 weddings in the beginning. And I was like, man, life is just way too short to do this. So I finally said, I'm just going to let other vendors do it. We're going to, you know, I'm getting out of the catering end of it. Not that I never really had any complaints. Everybody was good with it. I'm sure the food was always good. The presentation probably wasn't, you know, that fantastic since I was doing it. But, you know, now that we've got professional people, you know, actually a chef and actual people that do that business up here. And all this has transpired, guys, in the last 30 days. And so this is all happening. It's like a week ago, you know, 10 days ago, we didn't have a building sitting here. Now I'm looking at a building that's 2,400 square feet that's under roof. That's all part of this new, the design center, the gift shop, the food truck court. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
Neat.
That's awesome. So you have, you know, it's a destination place for people to come because it has everything. What's the furthest place away that somebody's come in and had a wedding from?
So it's remarkable, but out of probably the most bizarre wedding that we had was a California and New York wedding.
Oh, East Coast, and West Coast.
I love
East Coast, West Coast. And they were trying to find something in the center. One person had some sort of connection to Arkansas, and I can't remember what it was, but they found the venue. And they're like, this is great because we can stay on site. And, you know, and they did the full, you know, the majority of what we sell or what we kind of our specialty is the Friday to Sunday wedding. It goes from noon on Friday until Sunday at 10 a.m. And when you rent the space, you own it. I mean, like, we don't run you out of the buildings at midnight. We don't tell you when to turn the lights off. We don't tell you when to turn the music down. It's, you can do whatever you want to do.
Well, you're in a location where you're not bothering anybody, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
So nice. Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, so it's like Wendy said earlier, you know, it is kind of a family reunion kind of a feel or camp kind of feel. It's just not your typical wedding venue, you know, yeah. And I've kind of got this saying in the back of my mind, why get married one day when you can get married one weekend?
Right.
You know, you've got the whole weekend to celebrate.
Which is great. And a lot of venues you don't have.
Right.
That.
Well, it just makes it so easy too, because then like people don't have to worry about where am I doing the rehearsal dinner? Can I get the venue the night before? Like, are we going to be able to come in? And they can start setting up, which is great for planners. Like,
yep. Yeah. And what I've noticed since I've been here too, is that it really provides just an overall relaxed atmosphere for the entire group. I haven't really experienced anyone being completely stressed out like I have at other weddings where everyone's showing up for that day of the wedding and everything has to be just right and on time. And, you know, here it's like they're here the day before, everyone's getting settled, they're yep. comfortable. It's like yeah. it's their own place. They wake up the next morning and they know where everything is. And yeah, and everyone's just really at ease. It's amazing.
That's all anybody wants on their wedding day is to feel
totally.
At ease.
I know. I just, then that's what I talk to, you know, when I'm talking to the brides, it's like, that's my goal. I just want it to be as stress-free as possible for you. Because, you know, how many days out of the year is the day truly all about you?
Yeah.
This one, you know, so let's make it fun. Let's make it relaxed and just have a good time.
I love that.
It's so great.
That's why my business slogan is it's all about the experience.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
And that's, absolutely. You know what? And that's right, Brock. That's exactly.
Great slogan.
Yep.
It's like, what kind of experience? Because that's what people remember. They don't remember the small details, but they remember the overall experience of any event.
Absolutely.
So what kind of experience can each vendor, you know, provide to create an overall amazing experience?
Yeah.
So
right. yep.
it's what we try to do. Boom.
And that's y'all awesome. Do a great job of it, by the way.
Thank you. We love being out at Horsehead.
All your parties.
We do a lot of them, and we love being out at Horsehead, and every DJ that comes back is like, man, that place is gorgeous. Freaking love it. And they're so easy to work with. And that's a big thing in this industry is if you're a vendor and you're not easy to work with.
Oh, word gets around.
And it's hard to stay in business because nobody wants to work with that person that makes life hard on the brides or, you know, whatever.
Or anybody, not just the couple, but
yeah.
It's so important to like get along with people that you work with.
Right.
Yep.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Any last words you want to say about the venue or anything like that?
Come check us out. You know, that's all I can say. We've got a lot on the website now. We've tried to revamp it, get it more informative, kind of piece it together so that people can kind of understand the whole thing. But it's just a fact, until you step foot on the property, until you come out here and actually see it and see the view, it's just hard to, you've been here, man. You know what I mean? It's just hard to put the pictures on the website just still don't do it justice.
And the pictures are great, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah. It's about the experience. I mean, once you come up here and you experience the actual view and the site itself, I mean, you can feel it. You can feel why it's different, why it's special.
And you know, guys, that brings me to the one last point that I want to make. Here's another thing that's always stressful about weddings. What's the weather going to be like? Because everybody wants to have their wedding outside, you know, outside somewhere. Well, we are absolutely 100% weatherproof venue. And so it's just like in all this new construction we've got going on down at this end of the property. So we're about to put a cover over everything up here. And we built this new gift shop, has a porte-cochere out front. So you can pull up, drop people off if it's raining, and all the way from there, they can go from the food court all the way to the ceremony hall and never be out in the weather.
That's amazing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So we don't care if it rains on your wedding day, because the only thing we do is move it from that deck inside the ceremony hall. We open up those giant doors that are on the back of that. You don't lose the backdrop whatsoever. It's still, everything remains the same.
That's incredible. So you've thought of literally everything. Yeah. Once again, that all goes back to the experience from the moment you're dropped off to the end. What kind of experience are you going to have?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I mean, and listen, you've talked to these people that have had their weddings up here when it's rained and they're like, man, we're really glad we chose this venue.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's not just lawn chairs set up out in the courtyard somewhere and you got to move it in. You know, it changes the whole dynamics of everything. Nothing changes here.
That's incredible. All right, people that are listening, horseheadlakelodge.com. You got to check it out and then take an excursion one day and just go down there and check out the property.
It's not that far away.
You will not be disappointed. I can guarantee you that.
And our new abbreviated website is horsehead.fun because that's what it's all about.
Is it really?
That's right. Horsehead.fun.
I'm going there right now. I'm going to check it out. Horsehead.fun.
Yep.
There you go. Horsehead.fun. Scott and Wendy, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Always.
Y'all take care.
You too.
Look forward to seeing you all soon.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Such a cool venue, Brittany.
I know.
You got to check it out.
It's really, really
cool. Haven't had the opportunity to go yet, but it is incredible.
None of my clients have booked it yet.
No, you're going to love it.
I've seen pictures and never heard a bad thing about it.
No. And they're great to work with, as you could tell. They're super easy to work with and just fun. They're all about the fun.
So sweet.
And that's why Brock Entertainment loves being there, because they are like super excited every time they see us and know we're going to help create a great experience for their clients.
Yeah.
So, well, Brittany, that was a fun one.
It was a good one.
I'm a little disappointed we didn't get to have them in studio.
I know. I want to meet them.
Clarksville area is like an hour and a half away. So,
yeah, but that's not that bad.
I didn't want them to just drive in for, what is it, 40 minutes?
40 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, I do that for my clients.
I did ask, do you really?
Oh, gosh.
I did ask, are you ever in the area? And he's like, yeah, from time to time.
We'll have to get them in when they're in the area,
though. They just did a big thing for the eclipse at their venue, which was really cool. So they have been busy.
Yes. But.
All right. That's it. HorseheadLakeLodge.com. Check it out. Brittany, it's been a pleasure.
As always.
See you on the next one.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And make sure to subscribe and expect a new exciting episode each and every week. Please follow us on social as well at IDOIQPodcast. If you have a guest recommendation or a topic you would like to hear discussed on the podcast, please let us know. The IDYQ podcast is recorded at the Civil Republic Production Studio in Bentonville, Arkansas, and produced by me, Brock. For more information about Brock Entertainment, visit DJBrockEntertainment.com. Thank you again, and we'll see you on the next episode.